All right, Kenny, so how do you assess your team's performance tonight?
I think it was a mixture of commitment and work ethic, and it was a first half where we were a little bit impatient in our approach play, and we spoke about it at half time to be more patient and keep the ball a little bit better, and the ball retention was much better in the second half, and the substitutes worked for us. You have to say they did, and we reflect on the game, and have been asked tonight, do you feel as if you stole it? I don't think that's the right terminology, because they had one chance in the match and took it, and my memory sometimes a bit scattered, but I can't remember any other chances, and we had numerous chances, not a lot, but maybe five, three half chances, two goals, and a third one. So I thought that overall we deserved the result, but it's the method and the way in which we got it was must have been really hard for Galway, because they're a very underrated team. They're a very good team. So to get 3 points against them, who, let's not forget, they were undefeated before tonight, is a fantastic achievement. And the boys, their character was excellent.
It's such a young team that you have. And 2 weeks ago when you got beat by rivals Fun Harps, I think it's really shown how well the team's doing. Last Friday against Cork City, you stayed patient and got the goal. And on Monday, you had a very solid performance. Tonight, you were patient and you showed great character. They come from 1-0 down. They won the game 2-1.
It was a very good performance on Monday night. And you're right in what you say. There's a lot of work has gone into that, which people don't see. And I keep telling the players that, you know, to get a result in this league there has to be preparation to it. There has to be commitment from the players. They got to work hard. They got to prepare themselves properly. And we've got a good team of staff behind the scenes helping us to achieve that. So again tonight, that's our third game in a week, the same as them, to be fair, but you could see we had so much energy right at the end, and I think that augurs well. We've got to sustain that and make sure that, but the energy isn't just physical, it's mental. The mental energy there, where there was good, everybody was assertive in what they did, especially in the last quarter of the game. We were going 1-0 down with, was it 15 minutes left and around that, but still had this mental strength to go and get ourselves back in the game and then to go on and win the game. So, you know, the mental strength of the team is grossly underrated, and for young boys, I'm seeing a lot of that, and it's very good.
On the 58th minute, you took off Harry Monaghan and brought on Nathan Boyd, who scored the 2 goals. They won the game for Derry. What was the thinking behind the change?
I thought if we could get Nathan on, I said to him to go and lengthen the game, because we were playing in front of them too much. So I thought Nathan would help us lengthen the game with his pace and make runs in behind, which would give us more space in front of the centre halves, and that's exactly what happened. He caused them problems, and he got the first one, and then ball over the top, he's in behind for the second one. So it was borne out. It was the right substitution at that particular time.
So 9 points in a week, it's very early in the season. Five teams have 9 points. How far can this team go?
We've got 9 points every week. It's amazing, you know, to get 9 points in a week. It's a great achievement by the staff, the support mechanisms, and obviously the players who have to put the work in on the day. It's a great feeling to get ourselves consolidated. It's a little bit earlier than I expected, and I hope that the city sees that, okay, we've got something here, that, because the supporters going home tonight, I'm sure, will be saying, well, that team worked hard and they ground out that result. I want to come back and see that, because they want to feel part of us and we want to feel part of them, and that's very much a it's it's a it's a brotherhood thing, you know. I don't know the right word, but it's about us and the supporters being as one and having that connection. And I always say to the players, look, if we lose, we go and applaud the supporters because they're ours, and they feel it as if we're theirs as well. So it's a big thing getting the supporters on your side, and they helped us win the match tonight. You cannot overlook how important their support was tonight. They got behind the team when we were 1-0 down, and they didn't start booing or making gasps at 1-0 down with 15 to go when a kid makes a mistake. They got right behind the team, and I tell you, I was really impressed with the supporters tonight. I really was.